This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm your guest host, Terry Wright. And today we're happy to have Rose Petralia in the studio. She is an instruction librarian here at Evans Library on the Florida Tech campus. Rose, you're here today to tell us about MOOC.
Yes, I am.
So for those folks that don't know what MOOC stands for, why don't you start out with that?
Sure. So a MOOC is a massive open online course. It's offered to a large group of students. For my course, my minimum enrollment is 500 students. My maximum is 2,000. And right now we have 1,606 students enrolled in the course.
So it's all online and it's a self-paced course?
Right. All online. There are 6 weeks in the course. Each week has a module and some lecture material, discussion boards, and a quiz. When students complete all the quizzes satisfactorily, that means 80%, they earn a badge of completion that says they're an information astronaut.
What are they studying?
The name of the course is Mastering Academic Research Information Skills for Successful Students. And what it is teaching students how to find, evaluate, and use information ethically and effectively for academic research. Most of the students in the course, actually a lot of the students in the course are librarians who I think want to see how we're doing it. A lot of the students in the course are graduate students, high school students who are just coming to a university. They want to brush up on their research skills, make sure they're doing things right, and find some resources that they may have overlooked. So another bonus of registering for this MOOC is that it's offered on the Canvas platform, which is the new learning management system that's going to be replacing Angel at Florida Tech in the fall. So it gives students an opportunity to become familiar with that before their classes start.
The web is filled with billions of bits of information, and this is a way to go to the academically accepted standards rather than a YouTube video or
right.
Something from Wikipedia.
Right. Well, there's value in YouTube and Wikipedia too, Terry, but
that's good to know.
But yeah, it talks about really the nature of information, evaluating it, which is one of the most important concepts I think in a class like ours, and making sure that it is, first of all, accurate. Also, maybe the best information out there on the subject and comprehensive. It's giving all sides of an issue or all aspects.
So this is our first Florida Tech's first attempt at a MOOC, and you said it's free?
Yes, it is free.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to do another one?
I think I would like to do another one, yes.
So this is kind of a trial one. And it's not too late for people to still take the class, right?
Right. We're in our fourth week. There are 2 more weeks of the course. But it's all self-paced, so anybody could jump in now and catch up. And then once you enroll, you have access to the course through Canvas forever.
If they wanted more information, how could they find out?
They could contact me at Evans Library, or they could go to canvas.net and look for the course Mastering Academic Research.
And it is free, so if you are interested in mastering academic research or just finding out more about the class, then you can check out the website. And if they started now, even though they're several weeks behind, they don't necessarily have to finish it by the end of the 6 weeks?
Right, right. They could finish at their own pace.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's give them the web address one more time.
Okay, it's canvas.net.